Lebanon, Tennessee. A Tennessee high school student made an anti-bullying video that got nearly 600,000 views on YouTube. The video also got the teen suspended. Emily Gibson is a student at Lebanon High School. She said school administrators said she was trying to start trouble on campus. They gave her a 2-day in-school suspension for the video titled, "Welcome to Lebanon High School," posted January 22nd. A call for students to be nicer to each other. Gibson made the video in response to a classmate's death in October. The student had taken her own life. In the video, Gibson asked students to treat each other better. She criticizes the entire culture at the school, but the video does not contain inappropriate language, nor does it call for direct action. Welcome to Lebanon High School, where smiles are fake and suicide prevention is something to laugh at, she said in the video. She was criticizing her peers' reaction to the Stop It phone app. The app is supposed to help students report inappropriate behavior like bullying anonymously. The Wilson County Schools put it out in response to the October death. Gibson's anger was not restricted to students, however. Perhaps the harshest words in Gibson's free verse speech were reserved for the people who run the school. She said her community put down creativity and left bullies unpunished, making excuses like, "Kids will be kids." So let's summarize. We're expected to come to this emotional prison every day, and we're expected to forgive the bullies because the authorities are sure they didn't mean it. Sometimes I wonder how many kids it takes dying to make a difference. The principal responds. Principal Scott Walters told the local newspapers he cannot discuss the 16-year-old's punishment. He said he took issue with the fact that the free verse speech was recorded in a classroom without a teacher's permission. Gibson disagreed, saying she had two coaches' permission. Walters also said the video hurt his feelings, and those of teachers, too. He said he has received feedback from parents and students who did not agree with the video, including a gift from a student who told him he was doing a good job. Still, he said people could learn from Gibson's viewpoint. "I can appreciate the perspective of the video," Walters said. "Of course, she's 16, and her perspective is going to be different than mine. I applaud her for taking a stance." Kenneth Gibson, her grandfather, said the principal told him the only reason the teen was punished was because she did not have permission to take the video on school grounds. He was fine with her punishment since she broke school rules. Gibson, however, says he is proud of his granddaughter for expressing herself. "I applaud her for taking a stance. She's speaking against something that is obviously an issue in today's society, today's schools especially. I don't have a problem with the videos at all. I wish she hadn't have done the first one the way she did it inside the classroom. But as far as the message goes, I'm all for the message. I think she's done a great job bringing to light a very sensitive and needed subject." Gibson is still speaking up. Gibson said her punishment is worth the good she feels the video has produced. She posted another spoken word poem on YouTube after, called "Have I Made a Difference Yet?", urging teenagers like her to speak up. "I never knew that it would get this big, and through it getting this big, I've learned a lesson. This is not my school. This is everyone's school. This is a national problem," she said.